internalizing your thinking is where we're making peace with a thought that automatically comes into our brain. So I want you to think about first thing that happens is an automatic thought comes in, something that you have always thought. And I'm going to give you some examples in a minute, but I'm not good enough. I'll never lose my weight. It's taking too long. I shouldn't weigh this. I shouldn't look like this. That's just automatic thinking. The normalizing is where we make peace that our brain offers that stuff up. We are not trying to change it. We're not trying to do anything different with it yet. The layer that you have to remove when you are ever going to believe something new first is you have to be willing to have those thoughts, because you'll spend your entire life having them anyway. No matter how much you believe in yourself, like you can change as a person. How many people in here, I've had several of you come up to me crying and saying, hey, I just need you to know, like, I think completely different than I did when I joined No BS. Like, that's been my big change. So raise your hand. Okay, y'all stand up. And if you're don't completely different yet, please don't feel like, ooh. I'm just doing this as an exercise. Now, stay standing if you never have any of your old thinking. All right. So now we have proof that it's very normal to have old thinking come back even when you feel like a completely different person, even if you've completely changed yourself as a human. You know, I am someone who was broke most of her life and overweight, and I don't have those problems anymore, but my brain still likes to criticize my body and still likes to think that we are a stone's throw away from being in a van down by the river. Like, I get extra charged on a bill, and I'm like, fuck me, see? Such a problem, blah, 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 blah. Like, my brain wants to freak out about money all the time. I spent my entire life having no money, scared to death. You know, like, I would lose my apartment, wouldn't know where I was going to live, working 2 and 3 jobs, doing that stuff. It's normal, the normalizing, for me to have those thoughts. So when you're first starting changing your thinking, every single busted thought is normal. There's not one that doesn't qualify in the normal category. I promise you. Your thinking is not as serious as you make it out to be. All right, so then neutralizing, what makes the difference between normalize and neutralize? It's neutralizing is where you take adverbs, adjectives, black and white thinking out of the picture. You're trying to make it more factual. So it's like going from an elaborate story about something that happened, and you tell your girlfriend, and she's like, fuck, tell me more. What a bastard. I can see why you feel so bad. To a story where she looks at you like, what? Why'd you even bother texting me that? She has no questions. She's not like rope-a-doped into your drama queen shit. There's no sides to take. That's neutralizing. So for some of your thoughts are so highly charged and you believe them so much that neutralizing them won't even be completely neutral. It just won't be as bad as you're telling it. And then you keep working on neutralizing it until it gets to where there's just not a lot of energy behind it in the emotion. And then that allows your brain to really start opening up to, all right, how would I like to be telling this story? It will get creative on its own without you having to work so hard at it. I know a lot of you, one of the problems with thought work for you is you feel like it's so much work. Like you have to be so clever. And it's like, I have this old shitty and, you know, I just don't believe this amazing rainbow thought over here. That's okay. This is why this process, I want y'all to think about, I haven't really thought about it this way, but if you take, let me just draw it. I think this will make more sense. Yesterday, we were worried that my top was going to fly off. Today, I'm worried my shoe's going to fly off. They are great shoes. For all of you who are wondering, they are Jessica Simpson. You can find them at Dillard's. All right, so you have a think, feel, do here. And this is like the old shitty version, right? This is the first one that we want to do. Then you have this one that most of us do. This is our new hotness. I don't know how to draw a flame. I guess new hotness just has like a cone head compared to old shitty. In the middle is where we're doing the four ends. So it's like, I recognize, like, this is what I'm thinking. This is what the feeling it creates. This is what I do. The purpose of this side is to help you see. Remember when y'all, like, somebody wanted to, sometimes people want to hang on to the thought of, I'm too fat. Like, that'll motivate me. Have you ever tried to use a beatdown? Like, I have coached some of you. You're insistent that a beatdown is needed because without a beatdown, you would never be motivated. You would never take action. If I was happy with myself, if I loved myself, I wouldn't lose the weight. It's not true. If you loved yourself, you wouldn't eat after a bad day. Someone who loves themselves takes exquisite care of themselves, is always trying to figure out how to really care for themselves. So this is this side. And then y'all are jumping over here, which I know, I've taught you. When you do this, it just allows your brain to see, if I was thinking something different, I'd feel differently. And with different thoughts and feelings, I show up differently. It's to give you the contrast so that you don't fall into the trap of thinking that something negative is useful. And in the middle is where you start working, like, I notice I'm thinking old shitty. It's normal for my brain to keep offering it. The neutralized thought is where you take out the inflammatory language. That becomes this thought now. And then you work on the next best thought when that neutral thought starts to feel more true. Not like 100% true, but you start thinking, I have a body instead of I have a fat body. You might have both thoughts, but you're easily transferring over there. So let me give you some examples. I would like to thank my fabulous coaches. This morning they helped me come up with some. First, we notice I'm the fattest person in the room. Anybody ever thought that? Normalizing would be, it's human to compare. It is human to compare. We come out of the box with a brain that's supposed to compare ourselves to other people because it was a survival mechanism back in the day. But doesn't mean that something's wrong with me. Neutralizing would be, I'm in this room. Rather than sizing your body up, the neutralized thought would be, I am in this room. So we're just taking the word fat out, basically. Next best thought, when you're ready, could be, I'm willing to be here no matter what I think. So if you've been having that thought in this room right now, you might as well think this or leave. Because if you're already going to choose to be here, you might as well give yourself credit for being here. And this feels differently than every time your brain is just wanting to size you up. The next one. It's taking too long. This applies to weight loss, finding a partner, waiting in that stupid school line. We use this thought a lot in our life. Normalizing. I sometimes think about the time instead of the present. It's normal to think of, like, for your brain to think things are taking too long when it's not really true. We think it is, but what is too long? How long do you think this should be taking? Especially if you're waiting somewhere for someone. Useless thought. Neutralizing. Too long is a thought, not a fact. So the neutralizer here is remembering this is just a sentence. And then the next best thought, I control today, not the past. Nobody supports me. Anybody ever thought that? Normalize. It's easy for my brain to think this while I'm learning to support myself. For a lot of us, like, that is one of my old stories. No one supports me. Because I had one person who was very unsupportive in my life. Remember yesterday we talked about our walls and how we judge everybody based on the few that are dicks? Well, every time I run into something where it's a problem, my brain goes to either no one supports me or I have to do this all by myself. That is the other side of that thought. So it's easy for me and my brain to think that when I'm scared, feel threatened, when I'm worrying. Neutralize. Some people support me. And if you think you have nobody supporting you and you happen to be at No BS camp, you're automatically wrong. I will guarantee you, no matter if you're in Zoom or you're in person, there will be someone inside this membership who will support you, whether it's my team, me, or one of the No BS women. So you have to start letting your brain understand there is support. Next best thought, I'm the person whose support matters most. A lot of us are looking for support outside of ourselves to fill the hole that we have internally of supporting our own mind and our own self-esteem.